Millions of Americans will soon have to restart payments on their federal student loans. They got a pass for nearly 2 years because of the pandemic. But the Biden administration says it won't extend the grace period, so it ends in January. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
February 1st is when payments start back up for most federal student loans. How has the deferment during the pandemic affected borrowers? In other words, do we know if they spent or saved the money that would have gone to the government?
I think there are a lot of people who are feeling the pressure of this day coming up. And we know from surveys that there are a lot of the folks who were on the forbearance plan who are really worried about making these payments. But, you know, listen, there was not much to do. If you lost your job, you were just struggling. There are a group of folks who were very lucky and they were putting aside some of the money they were earning because they kept their jobs. And they actually have a unique opportunity to start shaving years off the life of their loans because of the 0% interest that has been applied, for, as you said, for almost 2 years. And those are the fortunate ones. I think the vast majority are just kind of freaking out and saying, I can't believe this is starting up again.
So what kind of advice do you have for them? Because the deadline is fast approaching when they have to start paying again.
Yeah, first things first. I mean, of course, we're talking about federal student loans. So this is very important. There are a lot of people out there who have private loans, and some of those may be on forbearance. But what I'm about to talk about is the federal loan program. The vast majority of borrowers do owe money to the government. So you need to prepare for repayment by first going to studentaid.gov, which is the main website. And you want to go and look at your profile. You want to update your contact information. You probably have a loan servicer address that you can do that with, but just make sure that that's done. Then there's actually a unique tool that's on the website called a loan simulator, and it's going to help you delineate which repayment plan meets your needs right now. Some people have jobs. They can maybe afford to pay more. Some don't. There are also those folks who may want to apply for an income-driven repayment plan. And this sounds really good in the abstract. Hey, I want a lower payment every month based on how much money I earn. But remember, this can add years to a loan. So it may work for this moment, but it really has to be done carefully. So those are the main things that you need to think about to prepare.
So it's interesting. You can actually state what kind of or review what kind of payment plan you want to have. Is there any way to tell if those who pay student loans who were having difficulty before the pandemic are in any better position or worse position to pay back loans now?
I think the vast majority, and again, I don't know this for this second because we're really not going to know this until we start up again. But according to a lot of the surveys, those people who were struggling before, meaning the people who were late or having problems keeping up, are still struggling. This makes sense if you think about it, because there are people who have been for years struggling to keep up. I think that the more important aspect of this moment in time is a recasting of a student loan possibility for somebody, meaning, as you said, you may want to refinance it in a private setting, which sometimes will give you a cheaper rate, but staying in the federal system is really what's going to keep you with as many options as possible. There also may be some people who have gone into public service who may be able to actually qualify for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. You should definitely check that out if you're working for a nonprofit.
Thank you. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money.